From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell with another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. We'll open the hour with a free jazz supergroup, which came together on August 30th of 1980 to perform at the Wilesau Jazz Festival in Wilesau, Switzerland. Comprising Don Cherry on trumpet, John Shakai, alto sax and voice, Irin Schweitzer, piano, Leon Francioli, bass, and Pierre Favert on drums. The performance is titled Musical Monsters. These tracks were issued on CD in 2016, thanks to the German Intakt label. We'll listen to the opening piece, Musical Monsters 1.
Thank you. Thank you.
Opening the hour with a pair of recordings from the German Intakt label. We began with a live performance recorded at the Wielisau Jazz Festival in Switzerland in August of 1980. A quintet featuring Don Cherry, John Shakai, Irene Schweitzer, Leon Francioli, and Pierre Favert. Musical Monsters 1 from the album Musical Monsters. We then listened to music from a young Swiss quartet calling themselves District 5, combining conventional jazz instrumentation with electronics to create a sound that is unconventional in jazz. District 5 are Tapiva Svosve, alto sax and electronics, Vojko Hütter, guitar and electronics, Xaver Ruig, bass, and Paul Amereller on drums. We listened to a track from their 2018 Intakt release, the album Decoy. We heard the closing track, Recall. We will continue on in a European theme, but turn next to some classic jazz rock fusion from the mid-1970s. And we'll begin with a band from Italy calling themselves Daedalus. That's also the title of their 1973 release. Their sound has been compared to that of the Soft Machine and other British fusion bands of the era. Daedalus were Marco De Castri, tenor sax and electric guitar, Fiorenzo Bonanzone, electric cello and electric piano, Furio De Castri, electric bass, and Enrico Grosso, drums. This is the opening track, Santiago. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
We began that set of classic European fusion with the Italian group Daedalus from 1973, Santiago from their self-titled release. Then from 1974, a band from France called Speed Limit from their self-titled project. Speed Limit comprised of former band members of the prog rock group Magma, including Jeff Seffer on sax, Jean-Louis Bouquy, keyboards, Gerard Kerbillon, guitar, Dud Dugrano, bass, and George Jinda, later of special effects fame, on drums. Their sound, compared to many of the European and American jazz fusion acts of the era, including Miles Davis, Jean-Luc Ponty, and Weather Report, among others, we heard Pava. And lastly, from 1977, from Germany, the band Moira, and a track from their album Crazy Countdown. And Moira was Edgar Hoffman, flute and soprano sax, Berkhard Plenge, keyboards, Jürgen Convischer, guitar, Rainer Frank, bass, and Butze Fischer, drums. We heard Smile. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. If you want to get in touch with the program, our email address is qualityradioproductions@gmail.com. And if you want more information about the show, including detailed program playlists, or if you want to stream this and previous episodes of Jazz Progressions at your convenience, then please visit our blog and website at qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. If you want the playlist or audio for this episode, look for Jazz Progressions, program number 1810. And we've reached the final set of music for this hour, and we'll turn to a pair of guitarists in the world of modern jazz and some of their more experimental work. We'll begin with Pat Metheny. Many have pigeonholed Pat as a smooth jazz guitarist, and while he is indeed a pioneering figure in that genre, his musical genius goes far beyond smooth jazz, as you'll hear here. As we turn to one of his most adventurous and by far his most controversial recordings. The album from 1994 is called Zero Tolerance for Silence. It is just Pat on multi-tracked electric guitar parts, and it is a completely improvised session. Zero Tolerance for Silence, one continuous piece divided into five separate parts. There are many theories in music circles as to how this album came to be. The most common theory is that this is a middle finger of sorts to Geffen Records. Pat was obligated to record one more album for the label, and his relationship with that label was strained at the time. He has denied that there's any truth to this. Regardless of whether you believe that or not, this is, as I said, one of his most experimental recordings. We'll listen to Zero Tolerance for Silence, Part 4. We'll be right back. We began that set of experimental electric guitar improvisations with Pat Metheny, part four of the piece and the album Zero Tolerance for Silence, his final album for Geffen Records from 1994. And lastly, from 1987, David Torn, and a track from his second album for the ECM label, Cloud About Mercury. David featured on both acoustic and electric guitars, as well as a variety of processing and delay effects to manipulate the guitar sound. Most of the album is a group effort with Mark Isham on trumpet, Tony Levin on bass, and Bill Bruford on drums. That, however, was a David Torn solo, part one of a two-part piece which closes out the release, The Network of Sparks. We heard part A, The Delicate Code. And with that, we come to the end of this hour of the program. My name is Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I certainly hope you enjoyed my selections. Once again, if you want to get in touch, it's qualityradioproductions@gmail.com and the website qualityradioproductions.blogspot.com. Please join me again soon for another exploration of the wide and varied world of modern jazz. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.